All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up on page Kuf Pei Hei. I sent out last night on the WhatsApp groups a number of pages, which should keep us prepared for the next couple of days. So we left off in the middle of page Kuf Pei Hei. Remember again, in this section, Ramchal introduced us to this idea that one of the things that a chassid has to do is chesed. Imagine that, right? If you're a chassid, so you have to do chesed. The idea of ultimately going ahead and going above and beyond. So we spoke about, remember again, chesed in two different ways. Chesed in terms of doing things for other people, right? And chesed also in terms of how we interact with people, or more specifically, what feelings we hold towards people. That, interestingly enough, in Ramchal's model of being a bal chesed, included in that is Misha over al pesha, Misha rotze lavir al midosav. Being a forgiving type of person. A person who's willing to let go of animosity, of negativity between individuals, and does not hold on to every transgression. So we pointed out yesterday that it's interesting that the Ramchal chooses to include that here, because as much as we're all familiar with being ma'avir amidosav, being a forgiving person and letting go of things, we don't often associate that with the midah of chesed, with the midah of kindness. And then Ramchal introduced us to this idea that if I'm about chesed, remember my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about reciprocity. What I do or what I put in is what I get out. So if I'm the type of person who goes above and beyond to others, and I'm a kind of person who is willing to let go of even the transgressions of others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with me in kind. God is willing to let go. God is willing to move on. God doesn't have to harbor animosity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go above and beyond through me. So right in the middle of the page, Amnam ha'ose chesed, yekabel chesed. Rabbi says such a profound phrase. If you do chesed, you receive chesed. So be a chesedic person. Be the kind of person who does good things, kind things, above and beyond expectations for others, and you will be makabla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the same for you. The more you go ahead and you do for the other, kach yirba lekabel. That is what you will receive from the Ribono Shel Olam. The David, David HaMelech, King David, ultimately again, went ahead and was very meticulous with this particular concept. Shafilu l'son av hayi mishtad l'hitim. Now David HaMelech took it to an extreme, which may not be the expectation for us, but this idea David HaMelech would even go out of his way to do good for his enemies. Right? Even those who were his enemies, not only did they not harbor animosity, but he made sure to do chesed for them as well. Zeh ma'ashinemar v'ani b'chalosam levushi sak. So here the Gemara understands that this particular pasuk is talking about the Mesudas David, that even when David HaMelech's enemies were sick and were ill, David HaMelech would daven for them. He would daven for them. He goes on, Im gamalti shomi ra, ubichlala inyan hazeh. So again, you see even David HaMelech, I love Dafka, that Ramchal is telling us that we have to be on this level, meaning to daven for your enemies is a pretty high level. But let's start with the people who aren't our enemies. Hopefully we have a couple of those also, right? So, you know, PI people who are my friends, who I like, who I care about. So again, for those individuals, inevitably, they do things that hurt me. Am I willing to let go? Am I willing to move on? And so being a bal chesed, am I able to be the kind of person who's able to give and to focus and to go out of my way for others? He ends off this section in a very interesting way. Ubechlala inyan hazeh. And included in this discussion, ubechlala inyan hazeh, sholet sa'er shum bria afilu bali chayim. I would say this is very interesting. The other piece to cultivating a chesed identity is to have a sense of kindness to everything, all living creations, even animals, afilu bali chayim, ulurachim v'lachus aleim, ultimately, again, to have compassion and to have mercy on them. V'cheinu omer, yodea tzadik nefesh behemto. The tzadik knows, ultimately, again, the nefesh, the soul of his animal. The idea is that the tzaddik is kind to all living things, even to animals. So we'll say, so interestingly enough, why is this? Ukvar yesh sovrim tsar bali chayim doraisa v'al kopan drabana. So we'll say, so on one hand, you could say, listen, this is a halachic imperative. whether it's biblical or whether it's rabbinic, there is this concept of tsar bali chayim, which means you are not supposed to go ahead and subject animals to unnecessary pain. So you could say, okay, this is part of being a Torah Jew, being careful how you create all how you treat all creations. After all, as the pasuk says, "V'racham avah kol ma'asov." HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion is not just on man, but it's on all of his creations. He goes on, "Klalo shel davar." We'll say, but really what the Ramchal is saying is like this. At the end of the day, what we're speaking about over here is you need to be a Baal Chesed. Being a Baal Chesed means being a compassionate and empathic human being. Being the kind of person who cares about others and is there for others. But here's the interesting thing. Whenever you have a midah, an attribute that you use sometimes but don't use other times, it generally leads to an erosion of that midah. Right? So to give you an exaggerated example of that, someone who says, you know, I'm honest in business with Jews, but I'm not so honest in business with non-Jews. Word to the wise, I'm not a businessman. Don't do business with that person, right? Because anyone who has selective application of traits generally is not a genuine person. So if I want to be a Baal Chesed, which means the kind of person ultimately who has compassion, who has empathy, the kind of person who cares about the other, the kind of person who goes above and beyond for the other, for that midah to be real, to be genuine, it has to be embedded in the individual. How can you tell if it's embedded? At the end of the day, does it come out in all circumstances? Saddam Khal says, take a look about how such a person treats animals. Take a look. Because if someone is cruel towards animals, that means that there's a midah of their chesed that is lacking. Not that Ramchal is going ahead and is not, you know, raising the save the whale banner. You know, that's not what he's doing over here. What he's saying over here is, again, if you have a genuine midah, it comes out in all circumstances. Klalo shel davar. So he ends this particular section by saying the general principle is harachmanos v'atava. So what we were saying before, the rachmanus, compassion, hatava, a willingness to do good for the other, should be something that is embedded, tekua, embedded in the heart of the chassid forever. And therefore again his desire should be to always do good, to give tranquility to the other, and not chas v'shalom to cause them any kind of pain. So this, says Ramchal, is the first definition of chassidus. Most remember again, the way this chapter, the way this particular parak is structured, is Ramchal began by saying that there are three aspects to chassidus. There's actional chassidus, there's what we'll call performance chassidus, which is how we do certain things, and number three is, there's what we'll call intent chassidus, or chassidus when it comes to a person's kavana. We'll see what all these means. Up until now, we've only been focusing on the first aspect of this, which all of this is actional chassidus, and how the midah of chassidus actually goes ahead and manifests itself in the way that we act. And in this last part, Ramchal comes along and tells us that halacha lemaisa, being a Baal Chesed, being kind, being empathic, a willingness to go above and beyond for the other, is one of the greatest manifestations of actional chassidus. In the next section, we can at least just read the beginning. This is a chilek asheni min chassidus. The next part of chassidus ultimately is ba'ofen ha'asiya, is ultimately, again, how one performs their spiritual rites and activities. Chazal says, we know in Yiddishkeit, that it is not enough just to do the right thing, but how you do it also takes on dramatic importance as well. We'll stop over here. We'll let Meretz Hashem pick up with this brand new section. B'shatov u'matzlachas tomorrow.